listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys watch their way through Sex and the City for the first time ever. Mostly, I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber. And we're coming back. We're back at you on Skype or on Zoom.
We're back at you.
On
Skype.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, March Bradness. Ladies and gentlemen, the past month has been absolutely wild.
How do they get those guys? Do you think the next generation of sportscasters will talk that way? Or was that like a generational thing?
The next generation of sportscasters, I feel like, are all YouTube stars already.
Yeah. It's going to be like Post Malone, tattoo face people.
Just talking. It'll be like people like that. It'll be people that have like massive Instagram accounts that are famous for something else, but they're like, I also like basketball, you know?
Because if you think about like in the 1920s when they had like Scoops Callahan, he's like, hey, champ. He gave him the 1-2 punch, and he gave you the back and forth dizzy. What are you going to do, champ? Like, it's changed a lot.
I just want to interrupt you, and I want to say two things. One, we have made it part of our goal on this podcast to, like, be fans of the show and not rip on the show. And the other thing we talked about when we first started this is not to rip on Scoops Callahan.
Sorry.
So you're shut your fucking trap about Scoops Callahan. You know, he was one of the greatest of all time.
The old reporter from the Prohibition era was.
I'm Scoops Callahan.
I'm Scoops Callahan, and
here's my map of 16 places to get great bathtub gin.
So here we are. Sorry, we had to take a week off of March Bradness. We just had to, we had to get the whole gang together, get the entire cast of Sex and the City together to pay honor to some of the heroes of our country right now.
You know, I've been meaning to talk about that. Like, I know, we had to do that video, but like there's Bradness to play, guys. There's ball to play here. I think we kind of made a mistake here. We messed up.
We were sorry. The tournament did get pushed back a week. We're glad that we could have some faces. It's kind of like when there is like a mini series or something that you're watching and they're like, the Chimney Sweeps will return next week, but tonight it's Scoops Callahan on ice. like when they break up, they like push the finale back. Like that's what happened. But tonight is the finale of the Chimney Sweeps. You're finally going to get to see what happens, aka March Bradness.
And there's no better way to start on this audio podcast because we got some video Zoom for our Instagram is to show them our backgrounds. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with Corey Cavan. Who are you rocking behind you on the Zoom, Corey?
I'm rocking a couple of doppelgangers. Right now, I have on one side, I've got Chris Noth, a.k.a. Mr. Big. And on the other side, I have a slightly angrier Chris Noth, a.k.a. Mr. Big. Just kidding. It's Sam the Eagle from Sesame Street, or from The Muppets.
You have Mr. Big.
Sam the Eagle from The Muppets.
Mr. Big he and looks Mr. like Bird.
Mr. Big and Mr. Beak. Yeah, I think I Googled Sex and the City worst guys, and this was a meme someone had made on Twitter. It was Sam the Eagle from The Muppets and Chris Noth. And they really kind of look alike.
They really do.
It's like if someone was like, hey, make a Muppet of Mr. Big. Now, here's the thing. It's got to be like a puppet, so it can't just be a realistic human. So go nuts. They would be like, have you seen Sam the Eagle?
What would Raul look like? What would Raul the Muppet look like?
I wonder if he would look, Bunsen and Beaker? I wonder if he would look like Bunsen.
We have to do
not
this.
Not Beaker, but Bunsen, the smart one.
We have to do this before it comes out. So maybe we should text about it and I'll like get on it tonight or tomorrow
Muppets
morning.
Muppets for every character?
Muppets for every Sex in the City character.
That is so good.
That's great.
Well, we talked a while about Sex Sesame Street in the city.
Yeah, we talked about Sex Sesame Street. We need to find that episode. We've gotten a lot of people that have like tweeted at us and have messaged our Instagram about Sex Sesame Street.
Yeah, we need to find Sex Sesame Street episode.
There's a whole bit that we did something about Oscar doing something horribly sexual inside a trash can.
Oh my gosh.
Or he's some weird fetish he has or something like that.
What if? I mean, I feel like Sam would hook up with Oscar.
I think sure. That might, the bit is something about that and something about Snuffleupagus and his like giant nose dong.
So here's a dumb question. What's the difference between Muppets and Sesame Street? Were the Muppets on Sesame Street?
Well, they're two different TV shows, but they were. Sesame Street is Jim Henson, correct?
Yeah, they're both Henson creations.
Okay, but they're just two different, like the Muppets and Sesame Street are just two different things.
They're just two different shows and two different universes. And I know there's got to be some sort of... We could be the Muppet Men. Oh, Muppet Men would be great.
A podcast for your kids. You listen to the Bradshaw Boys. Have your kids listen to the Muppet Men.
Muppet Men, a little bit cleaner. Yeah, totally.
We talk about every Muppet episode that ever came out.
Okay, real quick, and then we got to move on. Just let's try for the four ladies. Carrie's Miss Piggy. Easy. Carrie's Miss Piggy. Blonde hair.
A little dramatic.
Don't know enough.
She's dramatic when she's not dramatic. She's always trying to get Aiden or Big's attention, like Kermit. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So who's Kermit? I mean, are you going off looks? Because I mean, the eagle has to be Mr. Big.
Eagles know no matter what. Eagles.
Did the eagle and Miss Piggy like interact at all?
No. I mean, that would
so
be
then,
Kermit.
So then Noth would have to be Kermit, which doesn't make, like, that's why I feel
it,
like.
No, it doesn't go relationship-wise. It just goes looks.
I don't know if
looks.
It goes related. It doesn't, you don't match the universe. I think you just have to have a reason for why. Because I think if you're going to go, like, I think Kermit would be Steve.
Yeah, for sure.
Kermit would be Steve, and Big Bird is Aiden, for sure.
For sure.
Totally. Dude, totally we're making it. You know the thing on Instagram that was like, what coffee would each of them be? This is going to be as big as that. It's going to be fucking good.
Snuffleupagus is Mr. Too Big because he's got that big trunk.
Giant trunk. Mr. Cocky.
Also, who's just like the sleepiest? I think it's someone's joke. I think it's a stand-up joke, someone who's famous, but they're like, and Snuffleupagus was just always on heroin. It was Chappelle.
Chappelle. I think Bunny's the count then, right?
Bunny's the count.
I don't know. Was the count slightly racist?
Yeah, she's just counting how many million you get in your settlement.
Who's like a super perfectionist? Super, super like, this is the way the rules are.
I
don't know. We'll text about it.
We got to get more into Sesame Street. But yeah, Muppets and Sex Sesame.
My background's pretty boring. I'm just in San Francisco. I got the Golden Gate
Bridge.
You
know what's interesting? If you look on your background, that you're in San Francisco, but there's still a window and like an empty picture frame. So you got like you're in like an M.C. Escher version of San Francisco.
There's a window and a picture. Yeah, and my brother lives like right there.
Yeah, and you're close to Napa. You're close to Napa.
Very close.
I'm here. Go there. I'm here with the ball boy himself. We got Steve.
Kermit the Steve.
He's Kermit the Steve. He is wearing a Brooklyn shirt. That is where all three of us live and have all lived for over a decade. He's got a basketball. That is representative of why we're all here today, March Bradness. And then he also looks kind of like a needy 12-year-old because he's got some. He's just got a thing of juice. It's like he just ran in and was like... like he takes such a big sip of Gatorade that he can't breathe after. And he's like...
I love when kids do that.
I have a question. Can we go back outside because the other guys are out at West 4th Courts and Rich Stein is there and Rich Stein has been really busy lately and I was wondering if me and Skipper could play basketball for a little bit longer and I'll be home just after dinner in an hour. and then Miranda's like, you're an adult. You don't need to fucking ask me.
Okay, cool. And he just rips out.
Okay, bye. Okay, cool. I'll be right back. Okay,
that's a bit. All right, we are. We have a big night tonight in terms of March Bradness. We have the Elite Eight. We're in the Elite. We have 16 teams left. Yeah, 16 boyfriends yet, and we're bringing it home tonight.
These are the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So each woman has four People left. Boyfriends, I'll go through them really quick. Carrie has Big Burger, Bill Kelly, and Aiden. That is a powerful strong. A powerful lineup right there.
Right, yes. So powerful. Very strong.
Miranda has Steve, Walker Lewis, who we haven't met, right? No, we've met Walker Lewis. Walker Lewis, Detective Stevens, and Robert Leeds is who we haven't met yet. That's Miranda's. Charlotte is Harry, Shmuel, Rabbit, and Justin Anderson III. Just one of my favorite.
Besides Justin Anderson, that is just a that's a legendary.
I know.
Thing right there. Wait, break like it down again. We got Harry,
Shmuel, Harry versus Shmuel, and then the Rabbit versus Justin Anderson.
What happened to? I thought Stephen Gay won.
What's this?
I have
Stephen Gay. Stephen Gay is the guy who they don't know if he's gay or not. That's Stephen Gay, right?
I have Justin Anderson going out first round.
I had Justin Anderson beating Stephen. Well, we're gonna have to do some fact checking here, but
and then
we're
doing some fact checking on our own competition.
Did Trey lose?
No, yeah, Trey lost to Justin. You were very frustrated about that last week.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I circled the wrong person.
I think you circled the wrong person. And then in Samantha's bracket, we have Thor versus Farmer Luke, and then the Fireman versus Richard. Just overall, and a lot of excitement is about to go down tonight.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'd have my eyes most on is, you know, like stamina is a big thing in a tournament.
Yeah.
After such a huge busy day yesterday, can the Rabbit keep up? I mean, yesterday the rabbit had to be delivering some baskets all around the entire world, and nation.
It was Easter yesterday before we recorded this. It was Easter.
I think that's maybe why Trey went out early. His support system Bunny was getting ready for Easter, and now the Rabbit. Who knows how the Rabbit's performing because the Rabbit had a busy day yesterday. Can they come back?
Dude, if you want to talk about stamina, though, the Rabbit is battery powered. So, you know.
Yeah, swap out those batteries.
Stamina, if this is a stamina game, you got to think the Rabbit's looking pretty good and Farmer Luke's looking good. Farmer Luke may have been up at sunrise milking cows, but, you know, he's got those meat and potatoes fueling him through this tournament.
And he takes fireman. A big old swig of a glass of milk and then he's good. Yeah, the Fireman, too.
Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, though, I think the Rabbit, barring a really bad roll, like as a 3 seed, probably can do it pretty easily. Harry and Shmuel and Big and Burger, those are the ones I have my eye on. Because if Burger upsets Big here, fuck.
It's game over.
Walker Lewis Steve.
It's insane. Should we get to rolling?
Yeah.
I think we should get to rolling.
I think we're going to have some heartbreakers.
We're rolling the dice to see who wins. What's going to happen? Have you reviewed us on the podcast app? Please give us 5 cosmos. Oop, looks like the results are here. Goodbye.
Welcome back, everybody.
Scoops Callahan Family Hour. And now we're back after the rolls.
I said that was the Elite Eight, but now we're in the Elite Eight. That was really the Sweet 16.
That was the Sweet 16. Now we're down to the Elite Eight, and that was quite a matchup. So now
some real heartbreakers.
I hated that round. I'm not pleased. Our nightmare scenario has come into fruition. Like you said, Kevin, Burger knocked out Big. We're just gonna start with rip the Band-Aid off. Big shit the bed.
Big
so
had one
hard.
Of the worst roles of all time. Dude. Big Walker Lewis. I mean, I went back and I told John, I said, after he did the roll, like a coach running onto the field, knowing his team was desperate. I said, check the tape.
Yeah. He literally made me hold up the phone so he could review the tape and see what Big actually rolled. And he did really bad. He did really poor.
Playoffs.
But we have Aiden. Aiden squeaked by Bill Kelly. So the final carry matchup is Burger versus Aiden.
And you know, if you're Team Big or Team Aiden, I would say no matter what, in this next matchup, you're gonna be Team Aiden. Because nobody out there is really Team Burger.
I know. Could you imagine if Burger wins, how upsetting that'll be?
Good gosh.
There's already a slight disconnect between people that follow us on Instagram and people that listen to it. Because when we said that Smith didn't win, people are like, "Why? Who the fuck is choosing this?" And then I tried to like explain. I'd be like, we're rolling dice for a project we're doing. And they were just, all these people were just so mad. And then I posted the video of Smith losing and it got like zero views because it was too convoluted. People were like, what the fuck is this account that I just randomly followed because Kristen Davis liked.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to click on pictures and like them. Pretty pictures.
Listen, just the world we're living in right now.
We want engaged followers or we don't want you at all. If you have headphones in your ear right now and you know what all three of our real names are, you're a fan. If you're someone who just clicks on, gives a little heart every single time we do a perfectly posed photo that we lifted from GQ between Big and Carrie, then you know what? Unfollow us.
Out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Unless you are getting our stuff onto the Instagram Discover page, then please stay.
Stick around.
Please stay.
That helps us somehow.
Anytime someone comments on our Instagram, if it's something that annoys me, I'll just put below. I'll be like, tell me who Ankh is, and if you don't know, you're fucking blocked. Okay?
You know what? I looked at all your other accounts. You think you're so woke? Who's Cajun Feminist? Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, you're a big Bernie supporter. Tell me three things Cajun Feminist believes.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's run through the rest of these and then we're gonna go into the next round.
Marriage equality. And a jambalaya.
A damn good jambalaya. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everybody out there, they're going to get the stimulus of crawfish. All right? you're going to get $20 wick of crawfish sent to your house.
That's right.
First of all, right now, I don't believe that women should have to pay for their feminine hygiene products. Second of all, you don't need to overpowder sugar your beignet.
Hey, listen, there's enough. You gotta be enough powdered sugar around for everybody out there, okay? So, like, take one bag and then just powdered sugar your beignet. Either way, everybody gotta do it, okay?
Oh my gosh! All right,
Cafe Du Monde. It's the whole world. Cafe Du Monde.
Continue talking like that, but it has to be about the fact that Steve beat Walker Lewis, and Detective Stevens came out of the middle of nowhere and beat Robert Leeds.
Amazing.
It's just like the dice are really attracted to that Steve name because we got Steve and Detective Stevens. We got Steve Stevens.
I'm okay having Detective Stevens make a run for it. I just don't. There's some other scenarios I'm not happy with. So, you coming at the next one right here? You can tell about.
Next Samantha. Thor beat Farmer Luke, which I was okay with either of those. I would have liked to see Farmer Luke skip past Thor, but Thor took down Farmer Luke, and then Richard took down the fireman.
Good.
So,
I'm good with that one.
But there are dream scenarios, right? Like we'll finish with Charlotte. Rabbit versus Justin Anderson. This one we never saw coming. Justin Anderson in the 10 seed takes down the Rabbit.
The 10 seed going to the Elite Eight, taking down the Rabbit, who we said had the most stamina of anyone.
I mean, new batteries in. Got to use your rechargeables.
And then Harry versus Shmuel.
The Jew off.
The Battle of the Jews. Harry took down Shmuel. And so we have Harry versus Justin Anderson, which actually is a little bit serendipitous because I believe Justin Anderson was the last person that Charlotte hooked up with before meeting Harry. So
we don't want to read into it too much, but that was sort of like a old, like Orthodox versus like more modern
reformed
Jew. Read into it how you may, but I mean, it's just...
They're both chosen. So only one can go forward, though.
So let's talk about a nightmare scenario. My personal nightmare scenario is Burger versus Detective Stevens, and then Thor versus Justin Anderson III. That's a snooze fest that no one cares about. But underneath that nightmare is a little bit of a hidden gem. We do have a dream scenario, and that is Aiden versus Steve. Just the Battle of Scouts ball, and Harry versus Richard. Like that's
Harry Richard, and then that would take us into a potential Harry Aiden, Harry Steve.
Or Harry Steve.
Like, I will say this: I'm thankful that it's not going to just turn into like Harry is number one, but it's like, it's really interesting to, if Richard, Aiden, Steve, I mean, they kind of have one of each.
Yeah,
there's an upset and a one or two seed.
Exactly. What's interesting is if we had like the Harry Richard matchup as potential, that's just like straight up. It's what good fantasy is written. It's just good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's the yin and the yang. And a Harry Steve, yep, championship would be, I would accept that. I'd be very pleased with that.
I'll say this now, looking at my bracket from where I filled this out at the beginning, my final matchup that I have is Harry and Steve in the final. That's who I've got in my final.
What?
My bracket in so many other ways has been destroyed, as everyone's was by the Smith upset.
Yeah.
And, in my final right now, I have Steve and Harry. I still have Aiden in the game, as most people probably do. Mm-hmm. Samantha Brackett is destroyed.
Yeah.
But a Harry Steve one, I would love it, because that would put me back in a little bit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
You want to hear my potential for my final four?
Yeah.
This is what I have for my final four. Mr. Big, Skipper,
Done.
Turtle,
Done.
Shmuel.
Done. Oof. Yeah, you just got destroyed. Get out
of here.
Who
was your final four, John? Who was your final four?
Mine's on I would have to find it. It's on my computer here somewhere, but I have the other one pulled up. So
let's roll off the final four.
Yeah, we'll be
my,
back.
My final four, I'll say this. My final four, there's three left. Three left.
That's impressive.
All right.
We'll be back.
I'm an impressive guy. All right, here we go. Bye.
Googly googly goo, and we're back.
All right. And then there were four. Now we're back.
That's
That was a
round. We talked
about
dream scenarios.
The final four.
We talked about dream scenarios, and this is like right in the middle.
I don't know if I like are this idea and anymore.
when we talked about doing this, Kevin said there's one thing that will make this whole project super shitty, and that's if Carrie's boyfriend that gets representative in the final four is Burger. And let's start with the bad news. Corey, deliver it.
Guess who? Well, Kevin said that, and guess who's in the final four? Burger.
Who do you like better, Big or Aiden?
Guess who?
Well, fate likes Burger, unfortunately.
Yeah, the dice like Burger.
Aiden must have eaten a giant bucket of chicken before the game and just didn't show up to play, because he didn't have a good role. And I'll say this, Burger didn't have a great role, but it was a 1-point game.
It was 1-point difference.
Burger won 18-17 on that.
And then another heartbreak is Detective Stevens takes out Steve. The good news is, though, a lot of fans like Detective Stevens. He's really popular. So that's positive,
They like Detective Stevens like, I don't know, like you're down
like
to throw on
Farmer Luke or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'll settle for checking out Law and Order if The Sopranos isn't available. Like,
I've never seen either of those shows, but I think I get it.
I think Steve Brady, we're very sad Steve Brady's out of this tournament. We love Steve. I was really bummed to see that he's not going to be going forward.
Yeah, it's like us being excited about recording a podcast on Zoom when we couldn't be together. It's like, you know what? It does. It works, but it's not like the real thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is some positive stuff here. The first good news, well, I guess there's only one good news. Samantha's representative is Richard, who also everyone else hates. So we have Berger and Richard as the evil side of the representation. And then the ultimate good news is Charlotte's knight in shining armor, the man.
Think about
from
it
the
this way, though.
Side, with you're sweat a hotel- and baked cream cheese on his face.
Yep.
If you're a lawyer or a hotel magnate, you show up to fucking win. You're not showing up saying like, oh, I'm a writer, I hope my memoir does well. It's like, no, you can't hope it does well. You either write or you don't write, Berger. Now shut up.
Exactly.
All right. And if you're a detective, it's like, listen, I don't know. I don't want to disparage our boys in blue. So I don't know what else to say. Detective Stevens, you know what Detective Stevens has been doing? When he went up against Steve, he's like, I know you own a bar, but what I've been doing, like I've prepared for this moment my whole life. It's the people with the jobs that you need to happen that have showed up.
Yeah. This is the Steve that the Steve that showed up was the Steve that no one likes. The one that's sitting in his underwear watching cartoons when he should be doing something else. And Detective Stevens is, you know, he's out there finding shoes, showing up.
He had a murder he needed to solve.
Yeah.
But
we're down to four names left, and those four names are Berger, Detective Stevens, Harry, and Richard. And we're actually going to do these roles live on air. So I need you guys.
That's right.
I need some commentary here while I'm doing the mental math. Do we want to do Charlotte versus Samantha? Do you want to do Harry versus Richard or Berger versus Detective Stevens first?
Do you want to? Does anyone have a coin? You want to flip a coin on that?
I don't have a coin on me. Just let's start since we're least excited because, I think we're all rooting.
We
got to
go
Harry
Richard first.
All right, Harry Richard first. So
okay. So here we go. So
the advantage for Harry is 3 points. All right, let me record this because I have recorded every dice roll. So we're going to do Harry's roll first. So,
all right, so John, so Harry, what's...
So Harry rolls,
3-point lead.
He got a 6, 6, 4, 2, 1. So he got 16 plus 3 is 19. So Harry rolled a 22 because he had 3-point lead, right? 22.
Yep.
That's a really good roll. 22.
I wouldn't expect anything
less. Definitely
right.
Beatable. Richard could beat
it. Okay, hold on. My headphones went dead. Hold on.
Well, right. we're talking here. I'm gonna roll for Richard here. Richard needs to beat a 22, and Richard rolls a
12. Come on.
He got a 5.
Uh huh.
A 6, a 1, a 2, and a 2. So that's 16. Oh, 6-1. So Harry is
going to
be...
Harry is going to the finals.
Harry is in the finals. Hallelujah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. See, like I said, here's the thing. I said I had Harry in my final, but I'm just glad that Harry's in the finals.
Yeah, that feels
even
right.
If I didn't have him, that feels right. Yeah.
All right. Berger versus Detective Stevens here.
You know what? I'll say this before we do the roll. I'll just say this. I'll be like, that gives me a little bit of calm because I know that Harry's in the perfect position to take this home, and that's going to be a fan favorite for us on Instagram, on our listeners, for everybody. But we'll see. I mean, it could be good versus evil. Yeah. We'll see.
So Berger also has a 3-point advantage here against Detective Stevens. So
all right, so then let's see.
Berger's roll is... All right, Berger rolled a 4, a 2, a 6, a 2, and a 3. So that's 10, 17, 20. So Berger rolled a 20. That's a good roll.
That's a good roll. What did Harry roll a 21? Is that what Harry rolled?
I think so, yeah. But But they got to play against each other.
Did you add in his bonus? So he's 17 plus 3?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
All right, so Detective Stevens is going to get a... Oh, no.
All right.
Detective Stevens rolls a 23. Is that a tie? That's a tie.
That's a tie.
All right, so we do a, okay. we do a single
Wait, what was,
dice.
I thought you said Berger was 20 plus 3.
Yeah, 23.
Gotcha.
And Detective Stevens just rolled a natural. He rolled two sixes, two fours, and a three. So now we go to a single dice roll-off. Berger's roll is single dice.
Single dice roll-off.
A two. Detective
Holy
Stevens' roll is
shit.
A two. That means we give it to the underdog and Detective Stevens versus Harry.
No way. Berger lost on a double tie, goes to the lower seed.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's how we do it.
Wow.
All right. So our finals here, folks, is Detective Stevens at the sixth seed versus Harry at the one seed. It all comes down to this. Miranda's boyfriend versus Charlotte's boyfriend. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. I thought it was going to be a Carrie versus a Samantha boyfriend, to be honest.
Totally.
I mean, my bracket didn't say that, but now that I go off gut reaction, that's what I was thinking. But
I am so glad that Berger got knocked out. Holy cow.
Wow. And you know what? It was sort of like he had every opportunity. He had the advantage, and then he went down to single die. Like, you had every opportunity. All you needed to do is he didn't show up. It was like, hey, why are you at the laundromat with another woman when you have a girlfriend? Why aren't you on the court?
Now, do you think we don't know a ton about Berger, but do you think Berger would kind of make it a big deal that he's like, yeah, but I lost on a tie. Like, did I really lose? You know.
Now there was some confusion because Kevin, you thought I said 20. Should I go back and fact check this? Should I go back and review the tapes?
I think it's worth reviewing the tape. I was a little confused as well.
All right, you guys chat. I'm going to review the tapes real
quick. Okay. So this is not our first. This is actually our second tape review. We did a tape review when we had the Big and Aiden, right?
Yeah.
We did a tape review on the Big and Aiden one. If it is Detective Stevens and Harry, then that comes down to like in a regular like March Madness or something when you have like a favored team.
The only difference. Oh, God. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say a favorite team and then just a team who's like, oh, they've been in the tournament some. I mean, they're good. But
the
like,
only thing that would happen right here is we wouldn't have needed that roll-off. Either way, Detective Stevens wins, I believe, right? Because you rolled a 23 and Berger either rolled a 20 or a 23.
Yeah. So this really wouldn't change anything. It would just be that we didn't need the roll-off. That's
it would
true.
It would just show that Berger like truly didn't show up.
Yeah,
I really, really just did not.
Yeah,
wasn't able to do it. So, Corey, when do we think we should do these finals? Give it a week. Do it next Tuesday's live stream. That way we can.
Which finals?
The final one, Harry versus Detective Stevens.
All right, I have big news, Kevin. You were right. Berger rolled a 17 plus a 3, a 20. So Detective Stevens beat him outright. So we didn't even need to go to a showdown, but we did go to the showdown.
Look at the
Detective
tape.
Stevens still showed up. We looked at the tape, and Detective Stevens, he really earned that even though he didn't have to.
Wow.
That's insane.
He totally won
that. It was fair and square, so much so that if you take his role without any help, if you take his role, he would have beat every single person in round one. The first round, Detective Stevens had one of the highest rolls of the entire day without any help, without any bonus points. That is a fucking NYPD boy in blue. That is what we're looking at right there.
And so now we got the law versus the lawyer here. The battle of the badge is what they call this one.
So John, when do you think we should do this live roll?
What are you talking about? I think we should do it right now.
I thought we were doing it now.
We're going to do it now.
Or do you want to do it on Instagram Live or something like that?
What do you all think? I think
we do it now. Let's just go.
I think
Let's
we do
it
now.
Let's just do it.
I think the fans are here for it. I think we do it now.
Yeah.
We've got the video, so we can put the video on Instagram.
All right. Here we go. So it's a six seed versus a one seed. That means it's a 5-point difference. Divide that by two. You get 2.5. Round up 3. Add 2. 5. Harry has a 5-point advantage. My question is, we always would let the top seed roll first, but I think we should let Detective Stevens roll first in this case. What do you think?
Is that tempting fate? Why do we switch that?
Because it's the finals, man. It's the big dance.
I wish we had... Do you have 10 dice? That would be the real deal.
Yeah, but then they would mess up the handicaps.
No, they wouldn't. Do you have 10 dice?
Yeah.
Die?
Yeah.
Wait, you just have to double it? But then you're just rolling higher numbers.
No, you don't. Katie takes 5, and you take 5. One is Detective Stevens. One is Harry. You roll all of them at the same time.
That's funny. They're very close to the same color. I think we just need to do it.
I think where's the access to the ten dice?
Kevin, you're like someone that I have
look at that. I have like 100 die right here.
Where's Katie? Can we help? Different surfaces.
Do you want me to go grab her?
Yeah, it's the big dance.
It's the big dance. All right, hold on.
Because listen, when you're playing poker, and someone like misdeals and then just tries to reset it, it's like no, you have to restart from scratch because. Just switching the names around does not switch dice. People get murdered over this in card games. All right?
Yeah, there are people. Yeah, people. Totally. People,
in blackjack?
People get murdered in their fantasy TV bracket dice games. That is totally true.
They will after this comes out. All right, so this is what we have. We have, have you ever played blackjack in a casino?
We're going to do 5 dice at the same time. Yeah.
You know, like if you hit Kevin? When you're not supposed to hit, and then the person who knows how to play next to you is like, what the fuck?
Hey,
you fucked up my
whole Hey, Kevin,
life.
If you're a freaking high roller,
all right,
always
We got
hit.
Katie in here. Do you want Katie to be Harry or Detective Stevens?
Katie gets to choose.
You want to be Harry or Detective Stevens? You want to be Harry. All right, she'll roll for Harry. I'll roll for Detective Stevens.
All right, you're rolling all at the same time on different surfaces.
Yeah, she's over there. I'm over here. Make sure
you put
your hand up so they don't fall. Okay. Here we go.
3, 5, 4, 2.
What the hell?
Counting on a delay zoom. 3, 2, 1, roll. All right, you add yours up and then add 5. Okay. All right, so Detective Stevens got 17. So
17.
Harry, got 17. I'll add these up.
Detective Stevens, 17. We're still waiting to hear back from Harry. 17 is a marginal.
17 is not a, it's not a bad roll.
The winner of the 2020 March Bradness Tournament.
Yeah.
A score of 7. What did this guy roll? 17 to 21 is Harry.
Yes.
Golden Blast.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
How?
Yes.
Dude, that's like you believing the whole time we're believing.
Yes.
This is like, oh, man.
Oh, geez. This feels so good.
Pulled it off.
Oh,
freaking pulled it off.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Katie. Great role.
Thank you. The voice of the Bradshaw Boys here to help us out. Unbelievable.
She had like this small little corner on our dresser and, She was rolling for Harry, and he came out.
Listen to that. So wait, what was Detective Stevens' role? 17.
17.
Harry had to bring the entire weight of his character along with him to win, because if he didn't have that seed advantage, if you're going just roll to roll, Stevens takes that.
I know.
Yeah.
But you got it.
He had it. He knew it. That's the cream cheese special right there. That's the little extra cream cheese on his lip.
That's
the bachelor pad.
You know, but that was a... Wait, what was the bachelor pad?
That's what they call the advantage. It's the bachelor pad, man.
The bachelor pad.
I'm glad it ended well.
Yeah.
I think it was a true March Madness. There's a lot of twists and turns and stuff. And then, you know, you get a real champion coming out at the end.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's somebody who knows their shit. It's like, listen, Berger, you can like fake your way through it. But when the rubber meets the road, like, I don't know, Richard, are you going to be able to wipe that glaze off your face and be a champion? Not today. Not against Harry Goldenblatt.
Not against Harry. That was incredible. I thank you everyone for listening. I hope you liked March Bradness. This is the first time that we've done it, but you can guarantee We're going to be doing it for several years moving
forward. And guess what? We're going to have to go look up all of your brackets, and then we're going to be able to announce a winner, and we're going to be able to get you, whoever won. We have to go through all our brackets and add all this up, and then we can figure out who is going to get a private voice message from the queen herself, the wife of the champion.
That's true.
She's going to be so excited to know that Harry won.
Yes. We'll explain it to her. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, so there's a little dresser, and Katie rolled five. Okay, never mind.
So it's so we did the seeds, and he had a 5-point advantage. It's called the Bachelor Pad. And
okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. All right,
dude. This is amazing. We, Kevin, you brought up something the last time that we signed off. And that's something I'd love to get some fan input on. We need a we need an official sign off.
Yeah, we've got a fan name. Our fans are called Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tarts.
But we need a fan sign off. Mm-hmm. We need something to say when we leave. We already have at the end our announcer Jeremy says tip your glass, but we need something to say.
What if we just dunk in it and we're like, "Hey everybody, wish you well. We've got to go. We need to have sex tonight."
That's pretty good. I'm thinking like we
couldn't
help.
Is it too sexual though?
It's a little sexual. Mine is.
Yeah,
like,
I would say it's 100% sexual. So that's pretty sexual. You're like, is it too sexual? Well, we're just saying we need to go have sex tonight.
I think we need to think about it, and it needs to be something with like we couldn't help but wonder, like we couldn't help but wonder something.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't help but wonder. We need to have sex tonight. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Love you guys.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, John Sieber, and Kevin James Doyle. The show is produced by Jeremy L. Balin. For more information on the guys, check out their website at bradshawboys.com, on social media at The Bradshaw Boys, and if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.